Hey guys, this is another portion of the meditation series on the materials that you can use during your first meditation and any of all of your meditations. Actually, whenever you start meditating, some of these materials you can actually use. One of the other materials that you can use is candles. You can light white candles, you can light orange candles, you can also use different types of incense like Palo Alto or some cinnamon incense, something that actually awakens your senses, some that makes your chakras open. So cinnamon incense actually helps to basically clear the air, just like Palo Alto, or you can actually clean the energy in the room with sage. You can get sage from anywhere. Actually, you can get it online from Amazon, or you can go to one of those home goods stores, or like here in Chicago we have a Five Below, where it's a store that caters to kids and college students and adults. And during the season of back to school season, they have a lot of things that you can do for the college kids, as far as setting up their dorms. And they sell incense and candles and diffusers and things like that. But you can also get a lot of these things online. But to actually clean your stones and your tumblestones for meditation, you can put them into your windowsill where there's sunlight, or you can sit them in sea salt overnight, and that's a way to clean them. Or you can, if the moon is out, like a full moon, you can leave them outside, and then they can be cleaned that way. A lot of the stones and things that are used for meditation, they're natural, so they don't usually need to be cleaned by water. Because if you clean your stones with any type of water, it can sort of like destroy the stone, destroy the polished look to it. So it's not really a good idea to clean your stones in water. But another way that you can clean your stones are through smudging. You can just light some sage and then just move the sage sticks around your stones. That's a good way to clean them. And what else? Those are a few ways to clean your stones for meditation. But I will do another episode on the other stones. There's a lot of stones that you can actually use for a main purpose, to get a certain energy throughout the day. You can meditate with one stone. You can start off with one stone, or you can start off with a group of stones. But if you're first starting out, this is your first time doing some type of meditation and trying to get your energy clear and trying to get rid of mental and emotional blockages, what you should do is just light a candle and then use one stone that is specifically used for that mental and emotional blockage need. So I do have a few stones that are used for that purpose, and I will in the next episode put down and discuss the descriptions and the details on the names of the stone and what the stone actually is. So I will talk to you guys in the next episode.